I know that there's been a ton of information, a lot of changing information in terms of our health and what's the best thing for us to do in terms of wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. There's also been changes in whether someone that's asymptomatic can actually spread the coronavirus. So the information has been changing constantly. So if you have a question, the number's 312-981-7200. You can call or text in. But joining us now is Dr. Jonathan Max. Hi, Dr. Max.
Hi there. Thanks for having me, G.
Oh, so glad to have you. Of course, you're with Amita Health Medical Group, and you're in internal medicine. There's been so much changing. What's the most updated information in how you get tested?
Well, that's a great question, G. You know, as you just said a couple minutes ago, everything's very, very fluid and changing. But currently, the testing protocols really revolve around two factors, revolve around symptoms and as well as risk factors and what we call comorbidities. On your news report a few minutes ago, you talked about the CDC reporting and advising that obesity is a comorbidity or risk factor for severe disease. So primary care doctors like myself use those comorbidities and someone's symptoms to assess whether or not someone needs to be tested. You know, some of the symptoms that you hear about in the news and you read all the time, you hear about symptoms like fatigue or headache, breathing issues, a cough or a fever, even things like diarrhea or earaches we're finding are associated with coronavirus infection. And then those comorbidities that we look at as primary care docs are things like the presence of diabetes, advanced age, heart disease, lung disease. Lung disease are things like asthma or emphysema. Also folks who are immunocompromised. There are a lot of immunocompromised folks in communities because of medications, HIV, people getting chemotherapy, things of that sort.
Dr. Max is here, Dr. Jonathan Max, internal medicine at Amita Health Medical Group. The number here is 312-981-7200. Dr. Max will be answering your questions, but first we're going to do this. From Amita Health Medical Group, internal medicine Dr. Jonathan Max is here to answer your questions. Doctor, are you ready for your first question?
I sure am.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Joel. What's your question for Dr. Max?
Hi, Dr. Max. This is Joel. Just letting you know, I am an ICU nurse, and I was wondering whether I do take care of COVID-19 patients. I was wondering whether it is necessary to self-isolate. I know some of my coworkers actually stay in hotels, but if I take the proper precautions like shower when I get home, is that enough, or is it really necessary to actually, go to a hotel and stay?
And Joel, that's a great question. It's a common question that comes up within healthcare systems. You know, how do we protect ourselves? I think what people do in the communities overall with social distancing, staying at home, being really, really cautious, hand washing, using masks as recommended by the CDC now when you're outdoors, all those things can reduce the chances of someone like you, Joel, getting sick and getting infected with COVID-19. I think if you are following the CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines of using personal protective equipment, or PPE as we call it, and using common sense in those environments, you'll probably be, safe as possible. The idea that of showering as soon as you get home, or even before you leave the workspace, changing your clothes, maybe leaving a set of scrubs at the hospital, and then changing into your so-called street clothes when you leave the hospital and come home. As soon as you get in the house, take off your jacket and shoes, washing your hands. Those are all the precautions you can take to keep yourself safe and then your family members safe. I think that's a great question, Joel.
Thank you very much, Dr. Max.
Joel, first of all, thank you so much for being on the front lines of this battle and being an essential worker. Is there a special designated place in your home where you can kind of come in and disrobe and then just throw everything in the wash?
Usually at the front door.
Okay.
Basically, usually the front door, and I just go straight to the bathroom.
And Joel, how have you been holding up? I'm sure it's just been incredibly difficult and draining.
Yes, it's been very, 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 very busy. Basically, our ICU is basically already a COVID-19 unit.
And
they
so,
just,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we pretty much converted our whole unit to it to take care of COVID-19 patients.
And are you working around the clock? Obviously, you're working, and then on top of that, you're worried about your family.
Yeah, I work 12 hours, and it's stressful because I do worry about bringing this home.
Since you are on the front lines, what's the one message you want to convey to everyone listening?
We'll get through this. This will pass like everything else. We just need to keep the fighting spirit and just watch out for each other.
Well, thank you, Joel, so much for calling in. Stay safe, and we appreciate you, and we salute you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Max, we've got Pat on the line. Pat, you've
hello,
got
doctor.
A... Yep, go ahead.
Hello, Pat.
Yep.
Yes, I have a temporary tooth put in my mouth. The dentist took out the tooth, and it's 3 weeks ago, and I was supposed to have gone in this week to have the crown put in. Is that safe to do, or should I continue to wait?
Well, Pat, that's also a really good question. A huge dilemma in across healthcare, and if we you know that includes dentistry, is how to approach issues that are ongoing health issues, and do we move forward with let's say putting a crown in? Can we delay it safely? If we do delay the crown, will that affect the ability of your mouth and your teeth to heal? And if your teeth don't heal properly, then all those downstream consequences thereof. That's a great conversation to have with your dentist and ask the dentist about risks and benefits. I'll tell you right now, in the next couple of weeks, we are going to see, according to all the predictive national models, we're going to see a huge rise and a surge in coronavirus cases in the Chicago area. So if anything, this might not be the best time to take that trip to your dentist's office. That said, though, Pat, one of the things I'd recommend you do is, you know, before you cancel or reschedule, ask the dentist what he or she is doing to keep himself safe from coronavirus, what he's keeping how he's keeping the staff safe, and how he'll keep you safe. For example, in our offices in Amita Health Medical Group, we've taken extensive measures to keep the staff safe, and I actually call my office COVID-free zone, coronavirus-free zone. And I call it that because I want my patients to feel comfortable that if they do have to come in to see me or one of my partners, that we are doing our best to minimize the risk of infection to the patients. We're doing our best to minimize a risk of infection to our staff and to ourselves because you're entering potentially a risky environment. So when we think about your dental issue here, Pat, what I do tomorrow morning is I'd call your dentist and ask the dentist, hey, you know, should I feel safe coming into your office? And if that dentist pauses and says, oh, of course, it's just as safe as anything else, you might want to rethink having the dental work done right away. But if the staff tell you, you know what, Pat, we've taken all these measures to keep our patients safe, ourselves safe, you'll feel much more comfortable going in there. If something has to be done, it has to be done. The other question I'd have for the dentist is to ask the dentist if you can delay this 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and if you can, what are, you know, would there be any consequences? So it's an excellent question, Pat, and I think it's a real-world example of how everything's changing, everything's very fluid with coronavirus right now.
Well, thank you very much. That answer was so completely given and explained, and my wife is in total agreement with you and has been.
So, Pat, do you think you're going to go in or not?
Pat, your wife and I do not collaborate beforehand to set up an answer, by the way, okay?
So, Pat, do you think you're going to go in or not?
No, I think I will definitely make the phone call and put those questions to my dentist. And if I'm not satisfied with the answers or if he comes out and tells me to delay it, then I will definitely do so.
Sounds good. So glad that you're listening to Dr. Max Wise's advice. Thanks so much for calling in, Pat. Have a great night. Stay safe.
All right. You too. Thank you for the program.
Thank you. So, Dr. Max, that is a question. I'm just to piggyback off of that, a lot of other health issues are happening right now. So is that the recommendation and the advice that you would give to anyone that might be due for a checkup or some other type of medical need or appointment?
Absolutely, Gene. So the CDC and all of our public health officials have taken a wise move and wise recommendations for the past few weeks to ask physicians and healthcare systems to postpone or delay non-essential surgeries or procedures, things of that sort. And so most doctors' offices have taken the approach of converting to telemedicine type of visits. Mm-hmm. So telemedicine is a concept in which you leverage technology, whether it's a telephone encounter or what we call a telehealth encounter or a virtual visit, to interact with a patient. And so if there is a health issue that needs to be addressed, most physicians and clinicians can use that platform, that telehealth platform, to interact with the patient. Nothing beats seeing the patient in the office and laying hands on the patient and mm-hmm. examining the patient. But in this current crisis and pandemic, it's oftentimes the best we have. There are some things like, let's say, an annual physical that, let's say, gee, you were due for your annual physical on May 1st. You might want to call your doctor's office and say, oh, look, listen, can I reschedule, not cancel it, but just reschedule it for May 15th or June 1st. And that would be a great option to do, for most people with health issues. Mm-hmm. The most important thing, G, I'd say, is to make sure you contact your doctor's office. Our offices, for example, have actually been doing a bunch of outreach. We're using, we're texting, our health system's texting like 80,000 patients or something over the next 2 days mm-hmm. To check in with them, see how they're doing, and having links through the text messages to contact their doctors and schedule appointments, or just to know that we're out there for those patients. So there are a lot of opportunities here outside of your traditional office visit with which you can interact with your healthcare providers.
Well, Dr. Max, we have just a couple of minutes left, and this has been a discussion and topic that's been in the news, and everyone has been wondering about it. We're getting a lot of text messages about it. In fact, Jody is on the line, but I don't think I can take her call right now, but I know that she wants to ask you about the ventilator situation. Is it really happening? Is it as bad as it's being reported? Is there a real shortage?
Gosh, the ventilators are such a hot topic. I was on a Medawide system call with a lot of our thought leaders in critical care and pulmonary medicine, probably people who work side by side with our earlier caller, Joel, to get through these things. The ventilator issue definitely is a crisis. I do think and I believe as I watch the numbers with these predictive analytics, so predicting when the surge will occur and how many ventilators we'll need in the Chicago area, the curve is flattening out just as we hoped it would because of the social distancing, because people are staying home, because people are using masks and washing their hands. Sometimes the low-tech solutions are the best solutions, and that's what everyone's doing in our communities. So I hope that the Chicago area will not, and Illinois won't be short of ventilators, but it really is an issue.
Mm-hmm. It's a clear and present danger right now.
From Amida Health Medical Group, internal medicine doctor Jonathan Max, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate you. Stay safe out there on the front lines, and we salute you for everything that you're doing. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Max.
Thanks, G, and thank you for saluting all of the frontline folks every night at 8 o'clock. I listen to you every night. Aww. I think it's totally awesome. Thanks much, and happy holidays to you. And I hope you and your staff at WGN and your family continue to stay safe over the next several weeks.
Well, thank you so much. And Dr. Max, we look forward to talking to you again soon. And I'm so sorry to all the listeners if we weren't able to get to your call or text question today. But Dr. Max will be back for sure. Thank you so much. Stay safe, Doc.
Bye now.